plate a potential nugget.
I want to go back to the discussion we were having about decision-making, Bill. In one of the sections in the book, in page 166, you talk about Jeff's approach towards the opportunity in digital media. You go on to say that his first action was not a what decision, but a who and a how decision. I found that quite thought-provoking in terms of how leaders should think about pursuing opportunities. You know, do you see it as a what decision or as a who decision? Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So to set some context, the date, it's the begin, it's January of 2004. And in 2003, you know, as I mentioned earlier, Amazon exited the fiscal year having $5.7 billion of revenue, of which 77% were media products, but 100% of those media products were physical books, CDs, DVDs. However, in the marketplace, it's very clear that media is going from physical to digital. There are now more than a million iPods out there. There are countless millions or tens of millions of people using Napster to share songs. Photography has already gone from being from, you know, physical film photo processing to digital. So it's very clear that it's just a matter of time before, you know, people are going to be reading their books digitally, watching, listening to music digitally, and that these physical businesses will go away. So what would most companies, you know, when presented with all this situation, or presented with that the current product leader in the digital media space, the hot item is the iPod and iTunes, 9 out of 10 CEOs would probably call an emergency, you know, meeting of their leaders and say, we've got to come up with our own iPod and iTunes. We got to fight back, and would scramble some team to go focus on that and focus on getting a some clone or copy of iTunes and iPod out as fast as possible. And this is a bit of an overgeneralization, but I think those of us that have been around would know that that is often the way that a CEO would think about it. So that's not what Jeff did. Instead, Jeff said, the first thing I'm going to do is going to take the head of our largest business, the media business, Steve Kessel, and then his lieutenant, Bill Carr, and I'm going to ask them to stop working on that largest business and start focusing exclusively on digital media. That is also unconventional. What probably would have typically happened is he would have asked Steve and I to sort of start working on digital media as part of the physical media business. Because, by the way, it feels like a demotion to people running the business, biggest business in the company, to now work on something that has no revenue and might not work at all. But if we had done that, it would have been a part-time thing, and the existing business would have always taken the majority of our time and bandwidth. So instead, by spinning us off, now we had no choice but to focus on digital media fully. And then the second thing we did is to take a step back and say, okay, our media business is books, music, and, you know, movies and TV shows. Apple's already got this product. What should we go and build that's going to matter and will be meaningful? And it wasn't to go build, you know, an iTunes, iPod competitor. It was instead to say, let's brainstorm and spend, you know, weeks and months iterating and coming up with different ideas to come up with, like, what we think we should do, which is what we did. And then eventually we decided on a what. So the first step was who. It was Steve and I, and then we brought some other people into the team. And then how. We were going to actually, you know, brainstorm, and eventually we came up with this method for how to think about and conceive new products, which is called the PRFAQ process, which we describe in the book, where you start with the customer and write a press release and you work backwards from there, which is why we call the book Working Backwards. And then finally, the last thing we did was focus on what. We used the who and the how to get to, like, what, and the first what we came up with was Kindle. And that what would be something that we would create real value for customers. There's nothing like the Kindle. There was no viable ebook business. And we envisioned a way to bring that to life with a combination of a bespoke reading device and ebook service that required us to build and innovate in a number of ways to bring that to life. So that's the difference in terms of the focusing on the who and the how and the what versus just focusing, jumping right to what.
Thank you for listening.
If this topic is of interest, do visit playtopotential.com and look up the playlist Context-Based Leadership in the curated playlist section.